Welcome to Monday Matters with Holly Cochran. Holly is a wife, mom, coach, and entrepreneur. She wears these and many more hats while running three successful businesses, a gym, online counseling and nutrition program, and commercial cleaning company. She brings a unique perspective to everyday life with her spicy, no-nonsense attitude. Holly helps her clients keep it simple with small tweaks that over time add up to big life changes. With that, let's get on with today's episode. Here's my friend, Holly Cochran, an incredible human you need to be listening to every Monday.
Hey, family, friends, and strangers. Thanks for joining in on the Monday Matters podcast. Today's episode is going to be making some connections between the real world and our exercise that's happening in the gym, training. I want to make some connections between how we operate when we are in a workout and the thought processes that are happening while we are in the middle of a workout, before we get started, how we think after we're done a workout, and make the connection to our everyday life. Because sometimes if we are trying to get ahead, maybe, or achieve something, or feel better, and it feels hard, then taking the opportunity to not only train your physical body when you're doing your workouts, but to be starting to utilize that time to train the mindset can make such a huge difference to the big picture of life. So when you show up to do your workout, whether it's in the gym or just putting your runners on to go out for a walk, when you show up to do something physical, I want you to take this opportunity to be a training session for the mind. Make the connection between the two. If I move my body, I can change my mind. So instead of thinking about what the workout is for the physical component solely and being, you know, focused on, okay, what are the movements? What equipment do I need? How fast can I get this done? Can I get in and out? Time to have a shower? Can I get in and out to pick my kid up from daycare? I know that when you are coming into the gym, sometimes you're just trying to check that box quickly because it's important to do that. And it is movement. So checking that box is awesome. I'm not negating that one bit. But let's now partner the things up, the movement and the mindset piece working together. So I've developed a program called Movement is Medicine, and I'm utilizing it with it's kindergarten, grade 1, grade 2, grade 8, grade 9, grade 10. So it's the same program. I'm just making adaptations to it for each of the age groups because the things that I'm doing with the grade 1s and the grade 10 boys are not the same workout, obviously, but the mindset connection between us doing our workout and the thoughts that we're having, those are very similar, very similar. And I hope, I wish I could be around, maybe I'll still be around, when these grade ones and twos, kindergarten ones and twos that are here right now, if I get to keep hanging out with them till they're the grade tens lifting, I would love to know what their mindset is towards being physical and how they take that out into their everyday real world. That would be so cool. I hope I get to see that. So let's talk about some of the words that we use in our Movement is Medicine program. When the program starts, we have a little pep talk. That's what we call it with the grade ones and twos. We have a pep talk. The grade tens learned the word perseverance because they knew the word pep talk, and I'm trying to teach them things around here. So the older kids learned the word perseverance and the younger kids learned the word pep talk. But the bottom line is we spent the workout, the hour, saying things to ourselves to motivate ourselves. The pep talk was not for anyone else. We weren't cheering each other on, although that did end up happening. It was beautiful to watch happen. But the purpose, the lesson, was for us to be giving ourselves the pep talk. So before we got started and before I did any instructions about the actual workout, we just put positive things that we can say to ourselves when we're starting to feel like we don't want to keep going up on the board. So, you know, keep going. You got this. You're awesome. You're stronger. One more rep. You can do this. Those sorts of phrases. I just wrote everything that they were yelling out up on the whiteboard. And we had that as our starting point. That was our foundation to the hour. Then we did the workout. It was a hard workout. It was one that people usually don't finish. It brought tears to my eyes to listen to these kids giving themselves pep talks and watching their peers need a pep talk and then having no trouble yelling out, come on, don't quit, you got this, to their peers as well and finishing this hard workout. It was awesome. And we took an hour to talk to ourselves the way we should talk to ourselves all the time. But they don't. I can guarantee you the pep talk that they were saying did not come natural. Telling themselves that they're awesome, they got this, they're strong, are not phrases that were rolling off of their tongue when we first started. But it definitely got kind of funny. They definitely were able to do that for the entire workout when that was the focus of the workout and making that connection. And now each and every week we're building on the pep talk. We're building on their perseverance. And because we talk about it each week, I'm hoping that there's a trickle effect into other aspects of their life. I say to them, okay, wherever you're heading now, whether it's back to math or back to English or doing something else that's hard, know that you just did this hard thing because you talked yourself through it. Talk yourself through the next hard thing. So that's my challenge for you today when it comes to your training. Let's start making the big picture connection. Why I think CrossFit's so awesome and that community fitness, meaning like group fitness. I think group fitness is so great because sometimes you just get there and you need the cheerleader, because if you were to go home to your basement, the cheerleader, the pep talk, the perseverance, it's harder to dig up when you're by yourself, which is why I think group fitness is so effective for many people because of the cheerleading. When you are here, I'm sure you have been a cheerleader. I'm sure you have been the person to say, come on, you got this. Now my challenge for you is to make sure that that pep talk that you give to others becomes really natural and something that you can do for yourself in all aspects of life, whether or not you are cheering yourself on to get up and go to work, even though you don't like work. You got this. One more day. You're strong. You can do this. Look for the good. If it's giving yourself a pep talk to get started, or if it's giving yourself a pep talk to say, okay, I'm going to shake these shoulders out. I'm going to do 5 more ring rows. I'm going to shake these shoulders out. I'm going to do 5 more ring rows. Whatever the pep talk is that you give yourself in the gym, start transferring it, making it natural, making it roll off your tongue, no matter what you are doing that is challenging and difficult. When you are training your body and your mind at the same time, you can functionally take both pieces out into the world and start tackling harder things like, I'm going to sign up for a course. I'm going to do something that I have been kind of thinking about in the back of my mind, but it seems intimidating. I don't know if I'm smart enough to do this. But if you've been training your brain to say, I'm strong, I got this, I can do this. If you've been training your brain to think like that, it's going to be much easier to be brave and step out of your comfort zone and sign up for a course that you might be interested in doing, or to, you know, ask for a raise, or to ask to take on more responsibility at work because it seems like you would be good at that, or, you know, have difficult conversations with people that you've been avoiding, but you know it would be healthy if you did. Whatever you need to do that seems like it's hard. If you are working out and handling hard things at you every single day, then you can do the hard things in the other aspects of your life. Showing up at the gym and physically moving is an important milestone, not milestone, important objective. I don't know what I'm trying to say. It's super important. Let's go with that. Showing up at the gym, very important for your health. That's what I'm trying to say. But when you make the connection between showing up at the gym for yourself physically and working on the mindset piece while you're here or in your basement or wherever you're doing your workouts, out for a walk, when you start working on the mindset piece at the same time and multitasking that, you will be able to take that out into your other aspects of life. Teach it to your kids. The kindergartens, grade ones, grade twos, all the way up to grade tens, they loved learning how to give themselves a pep talk. It's becoming a thing that we do. They tell me, I'm going to try this because I'm getting strong. I'm getting strong. They get to show me their muscles on a regular basis. It's awesome. So I'm going to save the other sort of I've just been calling them words, the word of the day. Each word of the day for movement of medicine is a life skill. The pep talk, the mindset piece has been the first part of it. And it's like my Subscribe to Thrive. We're not ever going to let that go away. The habit that we start with is the one that we're carrying on with. So the pep talk, perseverance, word of the day, it never goes away. I rewrite that each time. And then we're adding to it. So I'm going to, as I keep developing this Movement is Medicine program, I'm going to keep sharing it with you. I think that it is such an important connection between what we do here to improve our physical health and how we transfer that out into the mental health, real world, how we're tackling life. I think those connections are really important. And if you aren't currently making them, here's your challenge of the day. The next time you go to do any kind of physical activity, what mindset can you be training while you're out doing your physical training? Start working on both at the same time and see how much faster you make your gains. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Monday Matters with Holly Cochran. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to Monday Matters, leave her a review, and share this episode on your social media. Should you have any questions about what you listen to or want more info, reach out and send her a message at K2 Health with Holly on Instagram and Facebook. She loves hearing from her listeners. See you next time.